Every Christmas season, Christian leaders and organisations around the world send Christmas greetings to Vatican Radio listeners. Among those who this year share with us their reflections and best wishes at Christmastide is the UK-based Catholic relief agency, CAFOD.
Founded in the 1960s, CAFOD, the International Development Agency of the Church in England and Wales, was moulded in the spirit of the Second Vatican Council. We were still young when Pope Paul VI wrote his powerful encyclical Populorum Progressio in 1967. The vision this encyclical evokes, of a world of mutual solidarity, where all share in the good things of creation, is CAFOD's vision. It's imperative for all humanity to act to address imbalances between rich and poor, is also CAFOD's mandate. 40 years on, Populorum Progressio brings a message that is still fresh to a new generation. Pope Paul reminded us that we must think of future generations and not just ourselves. He would not have used the word sustainably, of course, but in a prophetic way he reinforced the interdependence of humanity and nature. Last Christmas, CAFOD took up the challenges posed in Populorum Progressio and launched a programme within the Catholic community in England and Wales. Called Live Simply, it has captured the minds and hearts of people throughout the country. During 2007, the Live Simply Challenge has gained momentum and is now driven by a combined energy of over 60 Catholic organisations, networks and dioceses here in the UK. The challenge addresses us as individuals and as members of the communities we belong to. Family, parish, school, nation. It calls on us to live simply, sustainably, and in solidarity with people who are poor. And the huge resonance of Live Simply suggests that many people are ready to listen, reflect, and act in response to its radical message. To strive for a more spiritual, less aggressively material way of life. Increasingly, the inspiration for all CAFOD's work is the Live Simply Challenge, and it's deeply spiritual. It speaks of our relationship with God and with our neighbour and with future generations. God is calling us to be different, to speak out and show that an alternative way of life is possible and necessary. My hope for 2008 is that together we strive to build a world in which everyone can reach their full potential. A world in which we live as brothers and sisters, children of one God. I'm Chris Bain, Director of CAFOD, Caritas England and Wales, wishing you all a happy and peaceful Christmas and a new year of hope.